This is Daybreak on CBC Radio 1. Up next, making money in the BC interior. Interior Wealth is our weekly look at business in the Southern Interior. This morning we visit a Kelowna company wanting nothing more than to magnetize its customers. Innovative Magnetic Technologies builds magnetic equipment for industry around the world. Daybreak's Christina Lowe visited the manufacturing plant in the Rutland area of Kelowna, and she met up with the company's president, David Miles.
Some of the products that we provide are magnetic head pulleys and plate separators for the mining, sawmills, pulp mills, that type of industry where they want to protect their size reduction equipment, such as crushers and grinders and chippers. That's our mainstay.
So give me a sense of what exactly that your magnets do.
If you have a piece of equipment that's, say, grinding up wood, and you end up having a piece of metal go into that grinder or blender, if you like, that creates extreme damage to that piece of equipment. So what our equipment does is it extracts the steel before it gets into that equipment.
Can we have a look at what form or shape your magnets take?
Yeah, sure. We'll go into the plant and take you on a quick tour. So here you see these big blocks. These ones here measure around 33 inches by 42 inches, 10.5 inches deep. Those are a typical magnet that we had put on, say, an aggregate line or a crusher line in a cement or aggregate application. Also could be used in mining or anything where they're conveying materials.
So you just put it on a conveyor belt or something?
Yes, that's correct. This gets suspended above the product flow. And as any ferrous material comes along, any steel, it gets sucked up and attracted to the magnet while the non-ferrous material continues down the conveyor belt.
So things like nails or whatever metal stuff?
Yes, nails, any kind of what we call tramp metal. Tramp metals, undesirable pieces of steel. This product here, this is a core out of a magnetic separator that's used in the processing of coal. Basically, this half moon arc is placed inside a rotating drum. As the drum rotates, the magnetic material gets attracted to the drum surface, to the magnetic core that's inside. As the drum rotates, the magnetic materials get pulled up and out of the product flow and then separated out of it and then reused into the mining process. So in this particular case, we're not protecting any equipment. What we're doing is we're extracting the ferrite materials that are put back into the stream and then reusing them again.
So are this basically two forms of your magnets?
No, we have many forms. We have over here, we have Bryce is working on a magnetic head pulley that is being used in the automobile recycling industry. This unit here actually goes as part of the conveyor belt. As the material comes up to the head pulley, the magnetic field attracts it to it, and the material comes back on the return side, the trapped metal, gets discharged while the non-ferrous material continues on. Over here you can see Stevens actually building one of the cores to a 54-inch wide suspended plate magnet, like the ones that you saw up on the shelf there.
So how many employees do you have?
We presently run around 5 employees. We're a small company. We learned quite a while ago that, especially in the Kelowna area, when Western Star was here, there's a lot of quality suppliers. So we don't feel that we have to do everything ourselves. So we job out a lot of the fabrication, machining, sandblasting. Cost of operating that can't justify it in this type of market.
So what exactly do you do in this plant then?
We do some fabrication, but on the larger projects that we do, we will job that out and have other businesses do that for us. But we do a lot of the assembly. We do most of the design here. We procure the products, we assemble the products, paint the products, and then ship the products. This is came out of an old mine out of Craigmont, and a customer had asked us to come in and to rebuild this unit for them.
So who are some of your clients?
We do a lot of work with various mining, heavy industrial type businesses, Teck Coal, a full gamut of heavy industrial clients.
This seems like a very specialized niche. How did you get into the business?
I started this business about 24 years ago. I got into it. I was very intrigued with the magnet's capabilities are. I used to sell, or some sales rep for an industrial plastics company. I found those materials to be incredibly diverse, and I always felt if there was a combination between the magnets and those plastics. So in the last 24 years, we've developed and designed various different products, such as magnetic patches, magnetic fastening systems, and then eventually spread out into the separation systems.
Are there a lot of companies that manufacture this industrial magnets?
No, there isn't. Because it's a very niche market, that is one of the challenges we have as a business, is always coming up with different markets and different products. Because it's a permanent magnet product that we produce here, once we sell it and we get it into service, then the magnet is basically there forever, and there is really no wearing parts on it.
So how do you grow your business then?
Well, by constantly expanding our markets and territories, and also in coming up with new applications and new products. That is basically what we're all about.
So where does your product go to?
We've shipped as far away as Madagascar to basically in-town local businesses. We just got an inquiry out of Montreal the other day. We just shipped some products down into Louisiana. Our products are basically going all over the world. Now, we have another project right now that I'm kind of excited about in Brazil, and who knows, maybe we'll get a chance to go down there.
That's David Miles, the president of Innovative Magnetic Technologies. The Kelowna company designs and manufactures industrial magnetic equipment.